Morning, it's the John Gibson Morning Digestion for Friday, October 11th. A little Eddie Van Halen, Hot for Teacher riff. So today is, you know, Trump had a big rally last night, and he's in trouble, or, you know, people say he's in trouble. He's not really in trouble for being coarse. He said what Joe Biden was good at was kissing Barack Obama's ass, which certainly is true. he also attacked Ilhan Omar, called into question whether it was such a good idea of Minnesota to let, well, I guess it was the feds, but, you know, Minnesota has welcomed them. To let so many Somali refugees into the country. And he also attacked the Democrats over their impeachment efforts, calling them, you know, these people are sick. These people are sick. So anyway, he's, you know, he's catching hell for a lot of that from the usual suspects. You can find that coverage in the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, the New York Times, blah, 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 blah. Trump says Biden's one skill was kissing Obama's ass. You know, if you look at the lists and links, autocorrect went to work and turned kissing into killing. But anyway. Okay, so then the other big headline is that couple guys that Rudy was working with in his investigations in Ukraine. I'm making air quotes here because I don't know what he was doing. But in any case, he was looking into Biden and Hunter Biden in Ukraine. And two of those guys that were helping him out were arrested at Dulles Airport as they're about to get on a plane for Frankfurt, holding one-way tickets. Now, you know, if you want to make somebody look really bad, say they're leaving the country with one-way tickets. The impression is that they're escaping. They're fleeing. So these two guys arrested for campaign finance violations. They donated $350,000 to some Trump or Republican-oriented campaign PAC. And I think the feds are alleging it's Berman, the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, alleging that it was foreign money. New York Times running a piece, everything you want to know about these two guys, Parnas and Fruman. New York Times, Rudy and Mukasey, Michael Mukasey, asked Rex Tillerson to help get a client out of jail. This was a client who was trying to move gold from Turkey to Iran, violating Iran's sanctions. New York Times makes it a scandal. Wall Street Journal, the whistleblower does not want to appear in person, prefers written testimony. Well, sure. Oh, and by the way, I've been telling you for a couple days, the whistleblower had some connection with a 2020 candidate, and I said, well, look, the whistleblower is a CIA analyst. We know that. So it was, in all probability, it was Joe Biden, because Biden was vice president. So, you know, CIA analyst working with the vice president makes perfect sense. Washington Examiner reporting today, yep, that was the deal. The whistleblower universe expands. Four officials, this is in the Washington Post, four officials raise alarm about the Ukraine call in the White House, like instantly. You know, we're instantly in the office of the National Security Council legal counsel, the general counsel, which general counsel means big lawyer. And apparently Bolton is part of this. He wasn't part of the call, but as soon as he heard about the call, he was scrambling to get the transcript, and the White House stuck the transcript into a secure computer pretty quickly. So anyway, there's there were lots of people in the White House who were very upset. The Washington Post, I did this because, Trump goes there on Somalis and the predictable outrage ensues. This would be, Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota. Oh, my God, you can't say this about my Somali voters. And the far left wing mayor of Minneapolis. I've said for a long time, it strikes me as a problem. Trump staff split on the Turkey decision as the Kurds get crushed. It's in the Washington Post. The Kurds are, at least in this buffer zone, are definitely getting crushed. We'll see if Turkey pushes it any farther. Politics, Biden worked with that whistleblower, just as I told you. That's in the New York Post and the Washington Examiner. Wall Street Journal. These 19 counties backed every president since Reagan. Interesting story. Las Lunas, New Mexico. Some county in Wisconsin. New York Post. Lizzie pulls even with Biden. China. Steve Kerr is a total dick. He gets asked about, the NBA caving to China and the Hong Kong protesters. And he said, well, people in China don't ask me about our human rights violations, like letting people have AR-15 so they can mow people down in a mall. Steve Kerr is a dick. And he's just sucking up to China. Well, first of all, he's towing the NBA line. He and Popovich get on the phone and they say, well, Popovich, you bitch about Trump. That's your thing. And I'll talk about guns. China's a bully. And these guys are essentially saying in public, we're fine with being bullied as long as the check clears. New York Times, Apple tiptoes through a minefield with China, pulling down apps that China didn't like. And Tim Cook, writing these notes to the staff that say, no, this is, violates this policy and that policy. That's why we did it. Right. New York Post, Google pulls a Hong Kong role-playing app. Google cites a rule that we don't allow apps that, how did they phrase this? That try to exploit current conflicts. Wall Street Journal, this is like an endless cycle of this stuff. Stocks rally on hopeful China talks. 2 days from now, it'll be stocks crash on China talks bad news. It's just, why are we so tied to China? I can remember, because I'm old, I can remember when, Life magazine stories, millennials and Gen Z, there used to be a magazine called Life magazine. It was really big and it was mostly photographs. That's how we learned things in those days. Anyway, I can remember pictures of Mao and China has its, 5-year plan, try to grow enough rice to feed people. All of a sudden... And we laughed about it. My mother would say, "You finish your dinner. There's a starving child in China." Not anymore. Tech. Washington Post says a Facebook policy lets politicians lie in ads. Democrats are quaking over what Trump might do as a result. Washington Post, this is interesting. This is about Broken Bowl, Oklahoma. Rural telecoms that are bringing internet to people in rural areas bought a lot of Huawei equipment because it was so cheap. And now the government is saying if you're using Huawei equipment, you don't get government subsidies. So these usually family-owned telecoms, and by the way, that it's a family-owned telecom by which I get to you, Nortex Communications here in North Texas. this one's up in Oklahoma, and he's got $32 million worth of Huawei equipment in his, you know, his telecom shack, and he's supposed to pull it all out. Iran, New York Times, Iran says one of its tankers was hit by missiles, implies the Saudis did it. This is a new category because it just seems to encompass a lot of stuff. I'm calling this category hashtag woke. Ronan Farrow goes after NBC News executives, including that arch villain Andy Lack, who fired me twice. That's in the New York Times. You go, Ronan. Right on with your bad self. Washington Post, 13-year-old girl charged with felony after making a gun with her fingers. And then this piece goes into, I'm not going to cite them all, but if there's any way for you to read it, you should, because the piece goes into all the other incidents where kids have like pointed a finger at somebody in the manner of a gun and have been taken into custody, including a 6-year-old. I mean, this 13-year-old girl is being charged with a felony. Washington Post, billionaire investor Ken Fisher makes sex jokes and the woke go crazy. This was at one of these private wealth management seminar meetings. I think it's called the Tiburon Group in San Francisco. And the attendees are sworn to not say publicly what CEOs say on the stage, mostly because it's supposed to be insider sort of information on wealth management. Anyway, Fisher makes some jokes about picking up girls and, you know, relating that to his investment strategies. Oh, and the shock and the horror. He's been thrown out of the conference. He won't be invited back. I mean, there's somebody on Twitter saying how disgusted he was, and women are upset. 68 years old. He hasn't learned. He can't make jokes. Washington Post. Jane Fonda's back. Is moving to Washington and plans to get arrested every Friday for climate. There we go. Washington Post. This is a funny story. Damn it, why didn't Greta win the Nobel Peace Prize? It went to the president of Ethiopia for ending his war with Eritrea. And so now, you know, these woke climate people are going, well, wait a minute, why didn't Greta win it? And the Nobel people are kind of, patiently explaining things like, well, we know that climate change is said to have something to do with conflict, but it really hasn't been proven yet. So, but the author thinks that's just a shocking development that Greta didn't win that Nobel Peace Prize. New York Post, Chris Cuomo is in trouble for an LGBTQ joke. Kamala Harris walked on a stage. They're having some town hall. CNN's endless. Nobody watches them town halls. And Kamala Harris walks on stage and, you know, she's laughing and giggling as she always does. And she says, my pronouns are she, her, hers. And Cuomo makes some joke about, yeah, mine too. And man, their pronouns are not a joke. Don't joke about pronouns. Twitter explodes. He's in trouble. Hashtag California, power still out because of wind. Washington Post. But there's a big fire burning houses in the Sylmar, Chatsworth area. If you know LA, 100,000 evacuated. I mean, part of this deal is, yeah, people have been building, you know, I mean, big developments up in essentially fire areas. If I looked at the video of this fire, it looked to me like some, you know, mobile homes. But in any case, power out in much of California because winds. Now, I lived in California until I was 50. Now, admittedly, that was 23 years ago that I left, but the wind blew all the time. And sometimes there were fires. But, you know, now, because PG&E is being held accountable to the tune of about $7 billion for a bunch of people dying in a fire that PG&E's lines caused, they're just turning out off the power when the wind comes up. Washington Post, PG&E shut down power. Oops, complaint shut down its website. The entire county of Humboldt was blacked out. Now, for those of you who don't, this is in the Wall Street Journal, don't know California geography, Humboldt County is the far northwestern county. It's famous for growing pot and redwood trees, and it's extremely rural. Well, the entire county was blacked out. San Francisco Chronicle, big scandal. PG&E executives partied at a Hillsburg winery just before the power shut off. Now, these were gas company executives, which aren't involved in the electric part of PG&E. Nonetheless, they're all PG&E. And so this was seen as terribly insensitive. And probably Hillsburg, considering where it is, probably got its power turned off. Hillsburg's in Sonoma County. It used to be a sort of a biker town. And bikers would roar into town, drink beer, and fight. And then it became a, you know, sort of a white wine place. And it's all very, very touchy-feely now. And they were having PG&E executives were having a party at a winery there for their customers, their big gas company customers. I guess they're manufacturers and things. The head of PG&E said it was terribly insensitive. Had he known about it beforehand, he would have stopped it. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Okay, so I don't know anything about YouTube. I really don't know anything about YouTube, but there's some character named PewDiePie. New York Times, big piece about PewDiePie. Something. It's big. You know, PewDiePie trying to quash rumors that he's a white nationalist. Beats me. But there it is. Really big story in the New York Times. Washington Post. Now, this is hysterical. There's a guy in northwestern New Jersey, which a county I used to live in, Sussex County, is writing letters to farmers, people who have cows and horses, saying, I want to have sex with your horse. Would you mind arranging that for me? Or I want to have sex with your cow. Would you mind arranging that for me? And then when they refuse or they ignore him, he leaves these tire slashing devices in their driveway. Anyway, they tracked him down, arrested him. His picture's in the New York Post. He wanted to have sex with your horse. Jersey. Okay, so where are we at here? Yeah, so that's the morning digestion for today as we start a weekend. Tell your friends and yourself, subscribe to the podcast at johngibson.com. Email me, host@johngibson.com. Don't forget to call the bitch box at 859-544-2766. Okay? Follow me on Twitter at Gibson Radio and retweet what you like. See you a bit later.